He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Well, it's a beautiful day in the month of December 2012. This is our final SNU edition, and I'm looking out over the hills here in this nice little valley, this nice little town called Vernon. We have a new apartment. It's a beautiful sunny day.
Yes, and who would think it's December, and we live in Canada. And for those of you who don't live in Canada, we don't all live in igloos, you know. It's a beautiful sunny day in the Okanagan. The sky is blue. The sun is out. And I'm going to walk to the gym pretty quick after this is done.
Yeah, and this is a great place to visit. If you've never been to Canada, I would encourage people listening to come to the Okanagan, which is where the agriculture is, and Canada's only desert. So it is hot and dry. Being dry here now means less rain compared to Vancouver, so that's a plus. And of course, wherever you live, you always try and find the best things about it and then put everyone else down because you're not there.
That's right. So we're happy campers here.
Right on. So keeping that sun in mind, let's get to our first topic. What's cooking?
What's cooking is aftermath health drink. Aftermath? How about before math? What does that mean, aftermath?
Well, it makes me think of the Third World War.
Well, aftermath.
Devastation.
The effect, the result, or repercussion of an event, the aftershock or consequence of an event or experience. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about this prior to the holiday season. Now, I know in the U.S. the holiday season has already begun. I know it begins like after Halloween, then you've got the Thanksgiving, then you've got Christmas and New Year's. So you guys have a rough go of it. You've got like a couple of months of hardcore holiday season. So this is something that you're going to need is aftermath, but I would also suggest that you do it before as well. Take this little drink. So after the holidays, is maybe you feel like you've gained unwanted fat, your energy level is low, your skin is dry and dull, your bowel movements are possibly irregular or painful, and your cravings for sweets or alcohol are more manifest themselves because you've been eating a lot more sweet and rich fare. And also, probably sleep deprivation has a lot to do with that too, and cortisol levels. So anyway, my aftermath drink, which I have in the fridge right now, is in a big pot. What you're going to do is you're going to add 2 liters of filtered water, 2 bulbs of grated garlic, 4 tablespoons of chopped fresh ginger, 1/2 onion, 1/2 teaspoon of cumin, and 1 teaspoon of chili peppers. Now, that's optional depending on how fiery you want it. And once you strain this, after you've cooked it for 1 hour simmered in the pot, then you strain it, and then you're going to add 3/4 to a cup of freshly squeezed lemon juice. Put it in a pitcher, throw it in the fridge, and then you've got it there, and that should last you for a couple of days. And what you can do with the strained is you can add that onto some rice if you like, or put it into a stir fry. Don't waste it. Don't throw it away. We don't like to throw food away. You don't drink all the mixture. You can use it as a soup broth. So there's a multitude of things that you can do with this. So we've been drinking it over the last couple of days because we know we have a holiday season coming up. And it's not just about the holiday season. It's a great tonic or potion just for health alone. So this is a great holiday after drink and holiday before drink. So there's a lot of symptoms that you're going to get over the holiday celebrations. What you're going to do is you keep this beautiful mixture in the fridge and drink it at your leisure. I like it cold, and you can add ice to it. You're going to get used to the flavor of it because there's garlic in it and the ginger. It may sound a little different, but it's really good for you, and you get used to the flavor, and it's healing your whole body. And what did you think about it, Corey? Did you like it?
Well, I think it's delicious, and I like those kinds of broths. As I mentioned to you, it reminded me of the broth I used to drink when I was back in the day into the fasting mode and trying all different kinds of fasting, and the Arola fast was the one I liked the most. It was freshly squeezed juices and water, and then you made this herbal broth, and you added about 10 to 15 to 20 vegetables. You boiled them up, and you strained the juice. You didn't eat the food. You strained the broth from simmering and boiling the vegetables, and you threw it all away. But that is a high potassium broth which you've made, and I'm going to drink that as a tea also rather than my regular herbal tea. So I think it's just an anti-inflammatory, soothing to the gastrointestinal tract, and would act as an excellent retardant for viral and bacterial invasion, because a lot of times people make themselves vulnerable to infection. And if you're drinking this kind of tea, like even one cup a day, you could probably prevent a lot of the holiday festive infections that seem to be rampant, especially in the new year after the partying is all over.
Yeah, the post-party potion. It's very simple to make. And as I mentioned, you don't throw anything away. You can use this strained portion. And if you don't drink it all, you can make a soup out of it. So it's just a wonderful little aftermath drink. So get on it.
I love the name aftermath, too. I think that is something that we need to look more closely at and maybe actually create a product that a manufacturing company might be interested in, because aftermath describes exactly, first of all, in my mind, that this is something I'm going to take after I've been a bad boy.
You be a bad boy? Well, what does math mean? It's like an equation, right?
Yes.
2 + 2. So if you put all these ingredients together, you get, it equals something. So that's the part that I like about the aftermath, right?
Right on.
Equation, yeah. So there you have it.
Good stuff.
Yeah, okay. So get on it. The aftermath health drink.
So who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Mr. Barry Carlson. Boy, he has a story behind him, and what a lovely man. He had Quest Vitamins, NRX, and now he's working with Vitex Nutrition. He was the CHFA, which is the Canadian Health Food Association Hall of Fame Award winner in 1999, and he's still going on strong at 75 years old.
Well, Barry is a true pioneer of the industry, and he has been at the forefront of the technical side of the industry, the side of the industry that few people ever see or read anything about, and that is where the vitamins actually come from. You walk into a health food store, and be it creatine or glutamine or riboson powder or vitamin E capsules or primrose oil or a botanical supplement, where did they come from? And even the retailers don't even know, for the most part, where they come from. They've never actually been. Just go to your favorite retailer in the health food store, and just, have you ever been to a manufacturing plant where they actually make the vitamins? Now, they might say, well, I've been to, say, Natural Factors or a local manufacturing facility, and this is where it gets confusing, because the so-called manufacturers that we perceive as being a manufacturer, like, say, Natural Factors, I'll use that, or Jameson is another big name in Canada, they don't actually make the raw materials that they put into the capsule. So if you buy raw materials, big canisters of these things, and they're imported from a country, usually in the States or Japan or Australia, for example, now you receive them and you quarantine them and you make sure that the stuff is good, and then they put that into the capsules. That's what they use. But they didn't make that stuff. So knowing where that stuff comes from and what it's all about is what Barry is into. He knows what to buy and where to buy it from, and he knows the good stuff and the good companies. And
right.
So when you have this insight and knowledge, which takes decades to actually accumulate through experience and know-how, it's invaluable. So when you get a guy like Barry who's ethical and concerned about quality, and he actually uses the stuff himself, then you know that you're getting a good product.
Well, absolutely. And he also mentioned some great names like Jethro Claus, Back to Eden, that book. We had that book through moving. We gave a lot of books away, but we had that in our library. And he said that some of the, not necessarily herbs, but foods that he eats that are very good for health would be cayenne pepper and garlic. And hello, who eats a lot of that? So that was a nice to hear that. One of the things that he did mention was Dr. Traskin, the SONA study that started with the soldiers, and they needed them to be optimal performance for 30 days on the fields. So they did a lot of nutritional studies on them, and they discovered that the nutritional levels to maintain good health are much higher than the RDA. And he commented on the fact that they only want you to take the lower supplementation because a sick population is worth money. Capitalism, right?
Yeah, I suppose. Unless you elevate health above everything, then you suffer the consequences. And usually it's a loss of health. That's the first consequence, which some people are obviously willing to trade for money. They're actually willing to sell their life or their function or trade in the vitality that they might have in the future for the immediate gain right now. I guess that's one of the overriding principles of natural health, and that is to elevate health as a prime, important, functional goal or objective.
Well, I mean, he talked about the cancer research and the cure for cancer and talked about the no cure for cancer. You know, it's lifestyle changes. And he says the average cost that a person has to pay if they have cancer is about $300,000. Now, we had a friend of ours who passed away. He was only 30 years old, and I think she spent $167,000, right, here in Canada?
Yeah, it was.
And that was in 1 year. That was only 1 year. Now, let's just say he had this for a few years. The price goes up, right? In 1 year, they spent $167,000 to treat his disease, and he never survived. It's just really, really sad. So anyway, what I thought was really interesting, what he commented on, was he says what he believes that young kids should do as part of their education program is go to these old folks' homes and take a look at the old people living on walkers and breathing apparatuses and canes, or they can't get out of bed. He says they need to see this. Now, I want you to know that that happened to me with my mother. She was in an old folks' home, and I tell you, I looked around and I said, I do not want to live like this. I don't know if you remember me saying that.
Yes, I do.
That was like a confirmation for me, and that was like 20 years ago that that happened. And I was already on the health kick thing, but that really brought it on home for me that I don't want to live this way. You know, we all age, we all die, as Barry said, but, you know, it's the quality of your life. So,
well, in order to face reality, you have to have control of your emotions. You have to be able to look at the darkest side of humanity. Like, if you want to understand war or poverty or disease, you have to look at it. You have to study. You can't run away from it and pretend it doesn't exist.
Right.
And that's what a lot of people do, and they use entertainment and substance abuse to sustain that separation, right? If you're busy involved in entertainment and satisfying every possible craving you have and partying and having friends over and dinner parties and you never ever have to get out of your bubble, well, eventually life is going to break the bubble because life always does. And then you're going to have absolutely no skill training, no emotional network device in order to cope with the fact that reality has entered into your life, whether you like it or not.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself. I would like to thank Barry very much for his special guest interview and his insights. And I always love all of our special guest interviews. They're fantastic. So thanks, Barry.
Right on, Barry. Great to talk to him as well. So what's happening with our CHI update?
Ooh, CHI update. Well, you've got your stuff going on, and I've got my stuff going on, and we've got our stuff going on. I just had my, as you know, I'm back into my dancing again, and Vernon has been a great place for me to get in touch with my inner dancer and my creativity, which I'm having a ball. I had a nice disco dance party and workshops, and boy, that was fun. And I thought I was 19, and I got down, and I got back up again several times that evening. It took me a little while to recover, but boy, I'm so over disco now, no more disco music, because there's a lot of preparation involved with that.
Yes, and who was the bartender?
You were the bartender.
Who helped with the preparation?
You did, dear.
Who helped clean up the mess?
You did, dear. Yes.
Thank you very much. Just wanted you to acknowledge that publicly for me.
And now we're working on samba. So samba is an interesting dance, and I'm going to be eclectic with this. I'm going to be doing a little bit of Brazilian, a little bit of international style, and a little bit of social style or American style. So I've covered the whole gambit, and my student who won the Dancing with the Vernon Stars for the top score, he played the congos in our routine, so he's going to play the congas for me in the samba to get that real deep beat of the drum, because it's music first, then the dance. So we're going to have a really great workshop. Also, I've decided there's only going to be a couple of us for dinner on Christmas night. I'm going to make Peking duck with plum sauce. And I'm going to make it all scratch, everything. So I'm really looking forward to that rather than the turkey. It's going to be kind of cool. I like to go out on a limb and to change things up a little bit. It just lets me be more creative and get out there a little bit more. So that's what I'm up to.
Well, all I can say is that the best Christmas I ever had was, a couple of years ago, two, 3 years ago in
Hawaii.
And that was because there was no Christmas.
Ah.
It was just another beautiful day in Hawaii. And that is exactly how I perceive life. Every day is Christmas. Every day is an opportunity to be kind and charitable and benevolent. Every day is a wonderful day to pursue health. And I don't need a special day to be nice to people. But my training is going good. I'm on track for Mr. Hawaii June 8th next year, 2013. Looking forward to that. Strength is up, getting leaner, maintaining the size, no injuries, and of course that's because of the whole food diet that you and I both consume year-round.
Well, that sounds pretty good, and I look good to choreographing your routine for you, too.
So do I, and I can't wait. I think you've got some ideas.
I got some ideas.
The song and some of the movement, and of course now at your dance studio we have an actual posing room where I will begin posing more and more towards the upcoming date. I don't really get into it towards the last mesocycle, the fourth quarter. So about 3 months before the show is when I start really focusing on posing and holding my poses and getting into that routine. And that's the part that I enjoy, the posing and actually building the muscle in the gym.
Absolutely. Well, I look forward to it too, sweetheart.
Right on. Okay, so that was a great CHI update, and everything is hunky-dory. We wish everyone out there a very Merry Christmas, a holiday season, I guess, whatever you're into, whatever floats your boat. But make sure that you focus on wellness through the holidays, I guess, Mom. That's the key word, focus on health and wellness.
That's right. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. And we'll see you next year. Okay, dear, what is your final word?
My final word is by Marianne Rodmacher. May your walls know joy. May every room hold laughter. And every window open to great possibilities.